Welcome to John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass. John is the founder and CEO of Image Group International, an award-winning image consulting and personal branding pioneer established in 1989. This podcast will bring you old-school wisdom, inspiring ideas, strategies, and hacks for the new tech world. Here you will learn everything about personal branding, the system, the techniques, and the right mindset to have a successful personal brand, image, and reputation.
Hello, everybody. Today I'm going to talk about something I believe many people have experienced or will experience, an identity crisis. So what is an identity crisis? An identity crisis is a personal psychosocial conflict that occurs normally during early age, adolescence, and so on. But the reality is it could happen anytime because the trigger might have been adolescence, an early age. It involves confusion about one's social role and sense of self. According to Forbes, more than 10,000 people over the age of 65 are facing an identity crisis every day. For this age group, an identity crisis usually happens because after retiring from employment, many individuals have nothing to hold on to and they have formed a self-identity based on their profession for most of their life. This particularly leads to increased frustrations, regrets, and conflicts with self as to who the person really is. And although many retirees lose themselves, they are not the only ones. Everybody, including young people, can face an identity crisis in their lifetime, as noted earlier. While people in all stages of life, you know, can face an identity crisis, adolescents also tend to be very prone. A study conducted in 2015 found that 37% of teens were struggling with their identity, and 95% of teens reported that they had felt inferior at some point in their lives. You know, so adolescents also, you know, tend to be less familiar with techniques, being younger and so on, and how to cope with some of these traumatic events, losses, and changes in relationships. And that increases, of course, their risk for stress and anxiety. So basically, the journey to self-discovery around your self-identity is essential. It's not something that can be avoided, certainly if you can feel the stress and anxiety definitely on a daily basis or a recurring basis, then potentially you can do something about it. Some signs of an identity crisis, you know, could be specifically unsatisfied with your life, you know, and in the current environment, I can tell you with COVID right now, this is going to become a bigger issue into the future because this has brought up a lot of issues for people. I mean, the issues were probably there prior in many cases, but it's sort of COVID has brought them all to the fore. So questioning your character, you know, questioning traits that influence your self-perception, you know, image through social media, Instagram, Facebook, etc. All of these have an impact on, you know, your self-identity. Anxiety, unrest, of course, the last 18 months have been, you know, very, very pertinent in that area. Most people have suffered some sort of stress one way or the other. Altering your values or inclinations, you know, for an environment or relationship. This is essential. We've spoken about values many times before. But the moment you go against your values, you know, what we call is the roots of the wisdom tree, then all sorts of other issues start to come up, including potentially an identity crisis. Difficulty trusting to make yourself, the ability, you know, to make decisions. You know, you don't trust yourself. And of course, one of the other big ones that happens quite frequently is living a double life. So the causes and triggers of an identity crisis, you know, creates all sorts of, as I mentioned before, stresses, you know, major life transitions, significant health changes like, again, cancer, diabetes, and of course, you know, what's going on with COVID, relationship changes, etc. So a lot of change obviously can impact how you see yourself, you know, but the key here is whatever's happening, this is the thing, it's all potentially doable and actually transformative if you, you know, utilize the right advice along the way and deal with it. The truth is forming your self-identity based on your profession may also pigeonhole you with a self-image that is not totally you. and which is probably alike with countless other professionals in your field, thereby losing all your oneness. Of course, how many times have we heard, you know, the student that becomes a doctor or a lawyer because their mum or dad was a doctor or lawyer, or an engineer for that matter. So, you know, you follow basically a trend that potentially might not have been what you initially wanted to do. So this is where you need your own self-identity to guide you, to aid you in building a strong personal brand so that you can rely upon to get you through the good and bad times in life, including, of course, your career and business. It can be challenging because of social proof to decide to stay in the background and not risk promoting your uniqueness. Of course, that's your choice. Yes, that's a real concern in many workplaces, and I get it. I have clients like that, toxic workplaces, political workplaces, competitive, you know, non-collaborative workplaces. But the reality is this, you know, as I've noted numerous times before, life's too short. If you're going to worry about what everyone else is doing, then you're not going to get an opportunity to really live your best self. And the last thing you want to be doing is living with what we call is challenging self-identity. That's obviously creating all sorts of confusion for you. Questioning your sense of self may be stressful, as we all know. It might even create cognitive dissonance. But if you persevere with it, it can actually be a good thing in the long term. Knowing who you are better and adapting to change can help you grow as a person. And I'm sure many of us can, you know, relate to that with the experiences of COVID in the last 18 months and what that means in reference to change. So I have some coping tips to share on how you can get through an identity crisis. And the first is look inward and explore. This is an area that most people are afraid to do. And that's a fact of life, okay? Because it's painful. You've got to look a little bit deeper. But that's where your salvation lies. Okay, so practice objectivity. What that means is allow yourself time to reflect before reacting. You know, buy time. And identify unique traits in yourself. You know, your self-awareness, knowledge on how to spend your time moving forward. And especially how to spend your time moving forward doing the things that you love. Certainly 80% of the time anyway. My second tip is your authentic identity is what gives you joy in your daily existence and other ways that inspire you include, of course, you know, by putting yourself out there, as I've noted earlier, is to express yourself. Practice to communicate the values that are important to you. Do not suffocate yourself. Do not suppress yourself. If you do, there's a cost to pay for that. That's the thing when you're living life inauthentically. You will pay a price. And you pay a price in all different ways, including, of course, your health, the most important thing in your life. My third coping tip is recognize how you judge yourself internally and externally, and then manage it. You know, challenge negative irrational thoughts. Change the way you perceive difficult situations and events. And allow time to identify what is making you uncomfortable. You know, really go for it from that perspective. Just, you know, challenge every aspect regarding how you see yourself, you know, and if you seriously and are honest with that when you look in the mirror, it doesn't matter if it's negative in this case, but challenge it because by bringing out the negative or the irrational, at least we've dealt with it. Now we can get on to the positive as opposed to suppressing the negative or irrational and pretending it's not there. That certainly will create other issues for you, and that's the last thing you want to be doing. And my final coping tip is, if necessary, seek outside help. Yes, it takes some courage. There are so many places you can find support, like a support group, you know, trusted friends and colleagues, individual therapies, or a professional coach, you know, like CBT or person-centered therapy. A professional coach can help people deal with an identity crisis, especially when they specialize in image and personal brand management, and help you reframe it to your authentic identity. Because remember, your identity is a story, okay? And if the identity is not supporting anymore, part of the storytelling of reframing that is to create an authentic identity as opposed to an identity that's obviously in crisis. So engage, obviously, in guided meditations, journaling, things that I've mentioned many, many times before. And, of course, exercise of some description. I've already noted to you before, I do Qigong every day. If I don't do that every day, certainly I would feel like I've missed out that day, something. And a lot of other people can relate with that, of course, with going to the gym, going for a run, a walk, cycling, etc. Actively reflect and process to reduce any potential anxiety and increase self-awareness. And the important thing that I strongly recommend is, embrace self-care in your life. Start liking yourself. There's no reason to beat yourself up. We've already probably done that for a long time in our lives. There's no point. There's nothing to gain from that, okay, other than specifically bringing it out and let's just move forward. So embracing self-care, go and get a massage once in a while, or some other type of therapy that's going to give you some of the satisfaction you're looking for. So let me share with you my experience of when I needed some help in reference to identity. Well, first of all, and this is the thing, what I did was basically set boundaries. I set boundaries with people and commitments so then I can have a clear path forward. By setting boundaries, I start my day with setting intentions. And I mentioned to you already the meditation and the journaling does that. By also setting up boundaries, this allows you to recenter and remain committed. Now, this is the important thing here. People that are going through an identity crisis are not centered. This is essential. Define your priorities. Get clear what you need, what you want, and some of the nice to haves. But, and celebrate those, communicate directly, do not wishy-wash, get direct. Obviously, a lot of people, that are passive communicators at times are not assertive, but communicate in a way that's, goes around the corner to make a point. That's not going to give you power. That actually takes your power away. Pay attention always to your needs. There's a great quote, by Needs. And that is, it's a quote by Jeremy Griffiths. And he's an Australian biologist. And he says this: to be selfless is biologically impossible. Okay. The mother is selfish, but the infant experiences selflessness. So what that means is, of course, the mother, whatever she does at that moment, she's doing it for her, and her baby experiences selflessness. And I think that's beautiful. And of course, some of the other things you can do is, start some small adjustments, build obviously your boundaries by being very clear what is just not on. Setting boundaries is not just about what shouldn't happen, but it's also definitely what will happen. So it's and sometimes the shouldn't happen is probably more important than all. And finally, in the times that we're all facing, that are not getting easier for people, and we know this, as I noted earlier, practice, self-compassion. Basically, it's all okay. I mean, you're okay, you're fine. Basically, your identity, obviously, if it's a little bit skewed, can come back to the right center setting. It just needs a little bit of work and commitment. Of course, if you've got courage, miracles happen. Finally, some other thoughts is, if you want to be healthier, happier, more joyful on your personal journey, studies show whoever deals with this aspect of identity crisis certainly gets the results. As always, before we finish, I have a few messages for you. If you like this episode, please share it with your friends, family, and colleagues. You can also share it on your social media. You can follow me on Twitter, @John_Michael, on LinkedIn as John Michael, and on Facebook as Image Group International. Last but not least, please email me directly if you think I can help you find yourself again, i.e., getting your personal identity back to a center and taking away the crisis. The email is on the description of the episode. I thank you all. I look forward to seeing you next week, and I wish you abundance in all you do. Cheers. Have a magic week.
John Michaels Personal Branding Masterclass podcast is sponsored by Image Group International, a global team of practical, digitally savvy personal brand and image strategists based in Australia, committed to maximizing your impact, influence, and authority in the business world. To learn more and apply for your personal coaching, seminars, and group workshops, please visit imagegroup.com.au or call 1-800-631-311.